Arthur Browning thought he was just going to check the traps on his farm one morning back in 1927. What he found was a far bigger prize than any pelt, for what was under his farm was more important than what was above ground. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Arthur Browning never imagined what he'd find while hunting and trapping on his farm.
He had lived on this property his whole life, hunted on the hillside, and he discovered it by checking a coon trap, and it's been open to the public ever since for 85 years.
Jennifer Rawson says what Browning discovered is today known as Bluff Dweller's Cavern in Knoll, Missouri. It's named for its first inhabitants, who lived in the shelter of the bluff.
The very early civilization date back about 5,000 BC, about 7,000 years ago. They found artifacts, tools, bones, underneath the original opening of the cave.
But at some point, thousands of years ago, part of the bluff eroded and covered the natural entrance. The cave was sealed from discovery until Arthur Browning found it. And what he found were examples of many cave formations.
We've got cave popcorn, cave coral, we've got draperies, sawtooth drapes, a lake. Critters that actually show up for work, to have a cave system where you actually get to go in and they say salamanders are there, you actually get to see them. That makes us special too.
The drapery formation here is special. It can create music.
The different sounds and the tones of that musical chimes is the drapery. It's a flowstone into a drapery, which allows us to play it and create sounds.
To me, it sounds like a cross between chimes and bongos, but it's all played by striking the stone drapery formation in the cave. The formations and passages were all discovered and cleared by the Browning family, and the cave remains in the family today, descendants of a man who simply went to check his traps and discovered a show cave. Traveling the countryside in Knoll, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.